Here up to number 8 and shir number 3. Chazor. Okay. What is the din of Birkas Bray Priya Eitz on Priya Ilan? Shibrakoso Bray Priya Dama Lefi Shalo Nigbar. If the fruit has not been completely matured and the fruit is not completely ripe, the Magen Avraham has a chiddush that pears that grow on a tree, the bracha lamaisa is a brei pri adoma. This is the Magen Avraham's psak. He claims it's like boser, that's a very small, less than pula lavan, or because it's not the ikar pri, like you know kafrisin, alden, and tamarim from the kapra bush. We learned halach lamaisa that the bracha is really brei pri adoma. Yes. So ideally, the bracha is brei pri adoma. But yevid, the Magen Avraham had a chiddush. And he said that if you set a eitz, you'd be yotze. Okay? So, on a fruit that has not matured, a fruit of a fruit tree, it's not matured, the appropriate bracha is a brei pri adama. However, if you did say a brei pri eitz on it, he claims that b'dievid, you would be yotze. Okay? Yes. A fruit that's going to be a regular fruit that's going to be mature, the bracha, of course, is brei pri eitz. But if you have a fruit that has not matured to its full growth, the Magen Avraham claims, and this is what we would assume, that the bracha is, if it's very small, is a brei pri adama. However, b'dieved, the chiddush of the Magen Avraham is that b'dieved, if you did say an eitz on such a fruit, you would be yotze. That is the psak in the Magen Avraham, Reish Vav Sivkot Aleph. And the Ibn HaOzer asks on this Magen Avraham and claims that he's against the tour and the Shulchan Aruch. Because when you talk about Kafrisin, when you talk about that part of the paper bush, and it's a question whether Kafrisin is a Brei Pri Eitz or a Brei Pri Adama, you say a Brei Pri Adama, because no matter what, you're fine. But according to the Magen Avraham, you know, should you say a Brei Pri Adama? Even if you said a Brei Pri Eitz, L'chura, you should be Yotze V'dievid, you know? And second of all, the Rush writes that these small grapes, halacha lamaisa, mishigilish, shir pula lavan, are not brei pri adam. They're brei pri eitz. And since we don't know, this is the Rush. The Rush says grapes that get to the shir of pula lavan, they say eitz, but we don't know what the shir of pula lavan is. And if you don't know, then you, out of suffix, you should say a brei pri adama. But according to the Magen Avraham, ha-eitz is just as good. Right? So in other words, this Magen Avraham that says H is just as good, it's smack against what? Against the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. It's smack against the Rush, because they're always saying that the what? The out is what? Adama. They never say the out is a H. So the Prima Gadim and the Chai Adam answered and said like this for the Magen Avraham. And they said that the suffix is whether it's a Brei Pri Eitz or Brei Pri Adama, obviously you should what? You should say a Brei Pri Adama, even if you would say a Brei Pri Eitz and you'd be Yotze. Because the pshat is that brei pri eitz is more specific than a brei pri adama. That's the fundamental difference. The Prima Gadim and the Chai Adam are answering up for the Magen Avraham. And when you talk about specificity, lamaisa, then you know brei pri eitz is higher than brei pri adama. But something lamaisa that is something that the lamaisa is fundamentally different. The fact of the matter is that it's smaller, the Priya Ilan, where the brachas are Brei Pri Adama. Even b'dieved you might say, if you say Brei Pri Eitz, because that's because it grows from the tree. And you're not lying in the bracha. But l'chachila l'maisa, something that's not mature and hasn't reached its level, kemish lo nigmar apri, o she'eno ikra apri, eina ro'i l'chasev v'priya eitz. So in other words, that's what I'm saying. So the Prima Gadim and the Chai Adam, they answer up the Magen Avraham. They answer up for the Magen Avraham that the Ibn Ozer was asking from the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch that, oh, those cases are what? Brei Pri Adam is the out. You don't know about what Bracha to say in the Rush saying. You don't know what Bracha to say either. L'maisa, the out is the Brei Pri Adam. According to the Magen Avraham, an eight should be just as good. So that they want to answer for the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadim and the Chai Adam, that the Suffolk, as to whether it's a Brei Pri Eitz or Brei Pri Adama, obviously it's better to say a Brei Pri Adama. But Lamaisa, you still are what? Still are Yotze with what? You still are Yotze with a Brei Pri Eitz. So in other words, They're basically saying, don't ask me kashas from what? The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Don't ask me kashas from that rush that say the out is what? Brei Pri Adama. The bottom line is the out is not just Brei Pri Adama. The out is also eights. It might not be the highest level of out, but the Maisa, that doesn't deny the fact that Brei Pri Eitz would still be good on a second tier and still would be fine. So that's what I want you to get for number eight. Okay? All right, that's eight. Number nine. Why is Shehakol Yotzeh on everything? What's the reason why Shehakol is Yotzeh on everything? So, Lamaisa, Reb Aryeh Leib Malin, Reb Leib Malin is Choykir. When you say Shehakol is good, that's a bracha klolis. It's kol everything? Or do you say it was a takanim yuchedis that Shehakol works on anything? Was it just the fact that it's a general bracha, or was it a specific takana that on target the Chachamim made that it should work for everything? So the Rosh says that B'dievet Shehakol paters everything. Brei Nefoshos does not. Brei Nefoshos does not as a bracha achrona. Shehakol does, Brei Nefoshos doesn't. Why not? Why can't Brei Nefoshos be a general bracha like Shehakol was? Why is it any different? You know what the answer is? The answer is because you go from generalities, it's a great kasha. Brei Nefoshos should be no worse than Shehakol. But if you say that Shehakol was a special takana, that was a special takana made on Shehakol and not on Brei Nefoshos. And therefore, this was a special takana targeted for Shehakol that it works on everything, and that takana was not made for Brei Nefoshos. And that is the difference between the two. Okay? You got that, Nate?
No.
I'll say it again. The Mishnah says if you say Shehakol, you don't say everything. Yes?
Yeah.
It's a Mishnah. We learned it. On Daf Mem.
On
Mem Amud Aleph, we said that according to Mishnah, Mishnah says Yotzeh Shehakol Bivor. We're up to number eight, nine. When you say Shehakol, what is the nature of being Shehakol B'Yotzeh and all the other things? Is it because that it's the most generic bracha general, and therefore Lamaisa on that level it should be good? Or do you know, was it a special takana made, formulated that Shehakol should work on everything? That's the Chakira of Rav Aryeh Leib Malin. So he says, I want to prove to you the second approach is correct from the Rosh. Because the Rosh says, I want you to know Shehakol is a bracha kolelis, but Brei Nefoshos is not. Brei Nefoshos does not work on everything. Brei Nefoshos only works on what it works on. That's it, Shmuel. Okay? So it only works on what it works on, and that's it. Meat, eggs, what's the difference? The difference is because if you took it from the general first approach of generalities, then Shehakol should be the same thing, and Brei Nefoshos should be the same thing as Shehakol. But that's not the pshat. The pshat in Shehakol is that it was a takana. That takana, that Shehakol works on everything, what's the din? That din that Shehakol works on everything, what's the din? It was a special formulated takana. And that takana was not made by Brei Nefoshos. Shmuel, you got this? That takana was not made on Brei Nefoshos. So Lamaisa, that's the pshat of Rav Aryeh Leib Malin. That's number 9. 10. When you're mesupak on a pri, what is its bracha? When you're mesupak on a pri, what is its bracha? The Rav Yor writes, in the Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, it goes from Mamonios, that if you're mesupak on the pri, what bracha you say? You say Shehakol. The Gos Mamonios says, even though Lotana says Yatza, it's Masha B'dievid, nevertheless, if you're mesupak, what the bracha? That's K'dievid Domi, and you say Shehakol. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So if you're not sure on the pre what bracha it is, Shehakol. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you're sure that it's a what? It's Eitz or Adama. What do you say? If you're totally not sure at all, Lamaisa, if you're mesupak on the pre what its bracha is, then you should go with what? You should go Shehakol. But if you're mesupak on the pre, whether it's a pre Eitz or Adama, then what bracha do you say? Adama. Yes. Yes. What happens if you're mesupak on the pre, what bracha it is? You're not sure, Lamaisa, on what bracha you should say. If you're mesupak on a pre, what its bracha is, you could say Shehakol. Even though the Mishnah says Yatzah, but this is B'dievid, because you don't know what it is. But what if you're mesupak on a pre, whether it's a pre-Eitz or pre-Adama? You don't know whether it should be what? You don't know whether it should be what? Pre-Eitz or pre-Adama? What's the din? The din is you should say what? Adama. If you totally don't know what on earth this is at all, you don't know what it is, then what bracha do you say, Asher? Shehakol. Excellent. That's number one, number 10, 11. Who's the time of the Mishnah and Daf Mem, and what is the Keshetim, bracha and Bikurim?
You said eight, if you're
mesupik, whether it's Adama or eight, you say Adama. If you don't know at all what bracha is, you say Shehakol. That's 10, 11. Who's the Tana in the Mishnah Daf Mem, the Kesher between Bracha and Bikurim? Who's the Tana? The Tana in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say, Adama on fruit trees are Yotze. The Gemara compares it to what? Ikar Ilan is Arahu. Because if the well dries out or the tree gets broken down, Tanakam is maybe Nakar, Rabbi Yehuda is maybe Bikurim. So he's the Tana, Poshub Shah. What's the Kesher between Brachas and Bikurim? Because if you can say what, Al Adama Shunasatali, when you bring the first fruits, when you deliver the first fruits, it's a, there's a Kriya and there's a Psukim. If the Psukim can say Al Adama Shunasatali, that means a what? That means I have no problem saying it's on a fruit tree, it stems from the ground. Stems from the ground, you can say what Adama on the eights, and therefore you be Yotze. So the town of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Again, keep in mind, we don't pass Rabbi Yehuda by Brahmin to Shoyim, we pass him by Rabbi Yehuda by what? By Birkas HaMitzvos, and we pass him by Rabbi Yehuda here, it's just Tam Mishnah. That's 12. 13. I'm sorry, that's 11. 12. How did Tosfos ma'aseh with the Chum and the Gabi Bikurim? What did the Maharsha ask? Tosfos said, why did the Chum say maybe be in a Korei? Why does Tosfos say maybe be in a Korei? Because why? Because you're not being Mishabech Hashem. You're complaining to Hashem that he gave you a ground that wasn't real of Paris. What's that called? What's that called? Kovel. Mikabel, you're complaining. Now, if the Gemara said you're not Korei, because why? Why the Gemara say you're not Kari, the Bikurim? Because the Elon is not what? Karka. Yes? Why did Tosfos give a whole new reasoning? That it looks like you're complaining. So what did Tosfos say? What did the Maharsha say? Tosfos needed the new reasoning because why? Even though the Karka is not the Iker, Shana Karka Iker Elon, but nevertheless the Karka does help. Shouldn't the Karka help enough to say Arta Shana Satali? Shouldn't it be able to help to say Arta Shana Satali? So what's the answer? The answer is no. It looks like you're complaining. If you start saying Al Arches Shana Satali and the land is what? The land is weak, then what? Then it doesn't mean anything, Lamaisa. You got that? In other words, why does Tosfos have to add on? The Gemara apparently said its own reasoning. That Kark is not the Iker Elam. That's why you can't do Kriya. Yes? Shmuel, you follow me? Mm-hmm. So what do you got for this? What's the answer? And the answer is that just say Elitza helps a little bit. So say Al that Al Arches Shana Satali. What's the answer? It looks bad. Because you're talking about you're giving attention to the land that's not Roy LePeiris. So that's what Tyson means. That's what the Marshal says to Pshat.
You're paying attention.
You're paying attention. Al Arta Shana Satali. Why are you saying that to Hashem when the well dried up and the tree was cut down? So therefore, Lamaisa, the reason why you need to say that is because the land is what? What is the land? The land is what? The land is still a side thing. So the answer is it looks like it's Kaiva. That answer is 11. 12. How did Taismat? That was just answer 12. 13. What's Agdar of Eitz according to Rashi? Get this down. Sam, let's get it. Okay? I'm going to ask this on the Mechini. He's out of the room. We'll ask it on Maisha. We're asking on this. What is the definition of a tree? I want you to know this. Please get it down. According to Rashi, the definition of a tree is what? Get it down. Rashi says the word anath. It means a trunk. According to Rashi, the word gavza means a trunk, plain and simple. Okay? It must be what? It must be a trunk. Okay? If the trunk does not last from year to year, I don't care if the roots last. The trunk must last year to year to be a tree in order to say Brei Pri Adama. That's the sheet of Rashi. That's 13. 14. What does Tosfos say, Dir Maskel Isi? What does Tosfos say, Dir Maskel Isi? Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says, Lamaisa, let's get it down. Tosfos says on strawberries you should say on strawberries you should say eights. Tosfos holds halacha Lamaisa because the derech of the eights, this is the shittas of Tosfos. As long the Rosh says like this too, as long as the roots stay there from year to year, no problem. The whole branch, the whole trunk is gone, doesn't make a difference. Tosfos says you say on Adama. You say eights on strawberries because why? The Iker thing according to Tosin Rush is the roots. You got that? However, then he thinks in about face. Reb Menachem quotes a riot from Yishalmi that on thistles and thorn bush, the things that are edible, you say Adama. Yes? I, the Gemara asks, but it's what? It's an Elon Hain. It's not Kilai Karim. For a purpose of Kilai Karim, it's a tree. For a purpose of Bruch, it's not a tree. Yes? So he says, halacha lemaisa, these bramble bushes and these thistles are bad stuff, and therefore the bracha drops from what? Ha'etz to Adama. But how does he end up saying it at the end? Strawberries, what bracha do you say? You say, Strawberries, what brought the haetz? Because they don't grow on thistles and thorns. They are considered to be what they last from year to year, and therefore that's Taisa Shita. So I'll repeat this question. Taisa says that against Rashi, Rashi's different thing is trunk. The trunk's got to last. According to Taisa and Rashi, it's the root. And therefore, if a strawberry is the roots last, even though the trunk and the branches don't, it still aches. Then he said anything from a bramble bush or a thorn bush, it's so bad, it goes down all the way to what? Goes down all the way to Adama. Why does it go down all the way to Adama? Please get this. Why does it go down all the way to Adama? You guys tell me. Taisa gave like four, we said like four svaras. Please get, it's all part of this question. Yeah, why is the bramble, anything of thorns and things, why is it considered to be what? Why is it considered to be, go down all the way to Adama, Lamaisa? Why does it go down all the way to Adama? Because of these bramble bushes. Number one, the Rabbaz and the Shlach Kodesh said, because why? They hold like the Gonim, that Lamaisa, Imkala Ilan Lagamri, okay? Because Lamaisa, the only thing that's left is the Sharoshim. So, Mini Etet, Kale Ilan Akasha Kodesh Apri. So the Radbaz claims, like the Gaonim, that Lamaisa, everything gets destroyed, even though the root stays there. The Rishon LeZion, the Chazanish say, because why? The Paris are so bad, Lamaisa, therefore you don't say a Brei Parades. They go down to Adama. The Biragoyl and the Prima Gaonim say that since they're thistles and thorns, you don't say Aetz, and Nishmas Adam says the Aetz is not royal Malacha. So therefore it goes down from Aetz to Adama. So we got that? So those are the four Svaras. Please get it down. Because it has no function to it. The Aetz has no function to it. Therefore, don't say a Brei Parades. Okay. That answers number what? 13. That answers number... No, that was 13 we did, Rashi. That was answer number 14. That's what it says. 15. Give all the conditions to be what? Give all the conditions to be a tree. No, look on the top. Look on the top. See? The top? Okay. 15. Give all the conditions to be a tree. Number one. So you got this? It's going to be on the Mechina. Number one. Lunetta. Number one is that the seed you have to plant every year. If you have to plant it every year, that's not a tree. Six, on the top of the page, 14, 15, and 16. The very top. 14, 15, 16. You don't see that? We're on shear number three. With Azora.
Shear number okay? Three, the second page.
On the second page on the top. Give all the conditions. Number one, if you have to... Shmuel, please get this down. Definition of the tree. You have to put a seed in every year. It's not called a tree. Number one. Number two, that was the tour in Reish Gimel. Number two, the trunk and the branches have to last through the winter. That's a tree. That sheet is what? That we know that sheet is Rashi, Lamaisa. It's got to be also what? If it's namoch from the ground, yes. Ilan sheish lo tanoi mele rakshu namuch. If it's not kavoa from the ground, three, yes. It's got to be three tvachim higher than the ground. Otherwise, you say a brei priyadama. That's the minig. The minig is, Ramosha writes, he doesn't know where the Chayadim got this minig. That if it's lower than three tvachim, it drops to Adama. He says, Liyadu Aminig. Okay? You know what? Liyadu Aminig. He says, Lamaisa, if Makmash Liyadu Aminig, if they don't know this minig, if there's a suffix, whether it grew, you should, or it's higher than three tvachim, no problem. He says, you could say eights. You got this number three. Who's the three Shita? The roots have to stay. Who's that Shita? The Ramah holds like Rashi. That thicker is the trunk. The Ramah holds like Rashi, the Iker is the trunk. Okay? But there's a third shita that the roots have to be there. The fourth shita is that the peiros are coming out from the trunk. Mine eitzim, if the fruit is coming from the trunk and not the branch, it's not called a tree. Even though Lamaisa, even though it lasts from year to year, but you say a Brei Priyadama. This is called raspberries. Raspberry is the Adama because it comes what? The fruit comes from the trunk, not from the branches. Yeah, she said, what did you say? Sure you can. That's a problem of worms, Lamaisa. That's a side problem. But if you can clean it out good, the bracha is Adama. And Elon got alone like a date where the fruit comes from the trunk, no problem. Still eggs. Okay, you guys got me? Yes, you got the Chiddush? And that's the din. Yes. Three is Lamaisa that the root stays in the ground, right? That's the shita of the Rosh and Taisus. The Ramah holds like Rashi that the trunk is the ikar. Okay? That's number three. Number four is the fruit comes from the branches, not from the trunk. Raspberries, it comes from the trunk. Okay? And it's also lamaisa. It's eitzim rakim and amuchim, they're low. Raspberries are very low and they're soft. So lamaisa, it comes out, the fruit comes from the trunk. If you have a big tree, it comes from the trunk like a date, that doesn't bother us. That still remains a tree. Okay, number five. What about a papaya? What bracha do you say on papaya? Shmuel, what bracha do you say on papaya? You say adoma. Why do you say adoma? Because the fruit comes out in the first year. And it doesn't last more than what? It doesn't last more than 4 or 5 years. So you say a bracha of adoma on a papaya. Because not shaykh that the thing that you plant, the terrace, it comes out the first year the fruit comes out. Do you know that Aredes, Charedes, and Ertzol does not allow caterers to do papaya? Did you know? Because it's orla. It's Suffolk orla. Because the longest the papaya tree goes is 5 years. So that means it's very possible it might be from the first 4 years, and therefore it's usher. In America, it's okay, because Suffolk orla chutzarts is what? Is mutter. But you're not, the Aedes Charedes doesn't allow papayas in their kashrus. Shmuel does not allow it in their kashrus. Shmuel, you got me? Doesn't allow it in the kashrus, Lamaisa. Get the pen, Lamaisa. Doesn't allow it in the kashrus. Okay, number six. What's six? If the tree doesn't last more than 3 or 4 years, then it's not a tree. That's what a papaya also is a problem. Doesn't last so many years. It's got to last more than three or four years to be a tree. If it doesn't last 3 or 4 more years to be a tree, then it's not considered to be a tree for ace. And then number six is that the trunk has to be hollow. Sorry, if the trunk is hollow, then it's not a tree. A papaya is hollow. That's another reason why what? That's another reason why you say adama on papaya. So I want you to get this. Strawberries, we say adama. According to what? According to the way we paskin. Strawberries, we say adama like Rashi. Tulsa says you say strawberries, you say eights. Raspberries, what do we say? Adama. Right? We say adama. Blueberries? If they're low to the ground, the meaning is, if they're less than 3 tefachim, you say adoma. If they're higher, you say ace. So what are those are the six criteria you gotta get, you want you to get for ace. Please get it. It's a very, very fascinating din, but this we have in Klorna. Rashi means what? Trunk.
Well, we said, well, Malcolm,
the Chayadim has that minig. So our minig is to say adoma. Ramosha, he doesn't know where he got it from. That's why he says, if you don't know, no problem, you can say ace. That's what Ramosha says. Okay? But let's get this. Now, I want you to get this. Why is everyone struggling with their new all these rules, the Gedolim, Rishonim, and Achronim, about what a tree is? What are you struggling for? Didn't the Gemara give a definition, Gavza? So, the Chazanish writes, and that's what Rablowski Shlita pointed out, you know how we had the whole Machlokas, whether it's Lav, is an Elon, or a Yerek? Why don't you just follow this rule? Must be that there were other rules that were out there, Lamais. This wasn't the only rule. And as the Chazanish writes, there are certain things that are vegetables. Like a lettuce. A lettuce is a vegetable. You can see that lettuce vegetable. Lettuce don't grow on trees. Right? A tomato might be, botany-wise, might be a fruit, but we set a pre adoma on it, lamaisa. But certain things by their very nature are what? Certain things by their very nature are vegetables. Certain things by their nature are fruits. And that's why the Gemara, since it's pilpuling, sometimes one day it says it's an elan, one day it says, what do you just follow this rule? You see there must be other rules out there. So what are the rules? Roots, trunks, the fruit coming out of the trunk itself, lasting only what? Fruit coming out the first year, not the tree not lasting more than 4 years, and then hollowness in the trunk. So please get to all those rules, and also why they're looking for rules. Isn't it enough? Because you see that what? They're pilpling whether it's an escape bush or an evil. Why don't you just follow this rule? See, there must be other rules out there, Lamaisa. There must be other rules out there, Lamaisa. There must be certain things by its very nature you know are vegetable-like. Like a lettuce. You ever saw lettuce grow on trees? No, you must be nuts. Lettuce doesn't grow on trees. It grows on the ground. It doesn't fit this what? Doesn't fit in the rules? Because you know by its very nature a lettuce is vegetables. Yes, go ahead, Akiva.
Didn't the fruit grow from the trunk or grow from the branches? Which one's which?
I couldn't hear you.
Is it considered a tree when the fruit grows from the branches?
Yes, yes. If it goes from the trunk, Lamais, it's problematic. That's what the raspberries do, okay? Okay, that's number 15. 16, what bracha do you say on strawberries at the end of the day? What bracha do you say on strawberries? What do we do? Tulsa says you say eights. The Ramah holds like Rashi, you say adama. Yes? What happens b'diyevet l'maisa? What happens if b'diyevet you say what? You said eights. Yeah, what do you think about that? What happens if B'dieved you say eitz? What do you think about that, halacha l'maisa? What would you guys say? What'd you say? So B'dieved, if you said eitz, listen to this. You should eat a little bit more in order that the bracha doesn't get mevatel. But you shouldn't eat more of it until you say a bracha on something else. That's vada and adama. You got that? Get a potato chip, l'maisa. Get a potato chip. Now the chayada, the balatani says b'dieved yotze, no matter what, you don't have to eat anymore. Please get that. So machlekes chayada and balatanya, if by mistake you said eitz on the what? If by mistake you said eitz on the strawberry, is it fine? So the balatani says it's fine. You get to b'dieved. Chayada says no. Find something else, a potato chip adam, and have in mind, l'maisa, don't eat from it more. Okay? Yeah. Say something adam and have the adama go on there, because that's really the proper bracha. Okay, that answers all the questions there. Let's go to Shir 4, number 1. Let's go, concentration. You got this? You want the questions in front of you? So you can look at it. You don't have the questions in front of you, Lamaise. Okay, let's go. You got it? Okay, let's go. You got the questions? All right. Here we go. B'men echleku Ravuna, Rav Yochanan Shahako. Ravuna says Shahako works on everything but bread and wine. Rav Yochanan argues and says it works even on what? It works even on bread and wine. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Okay, what's the shock of the Tari according to the Gemara by Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan? The Gemara says, Namek it tonight. You with me? Look at this bread, how beautiful the bread is. Baruch HaMakom Shebra, Yotza, Rei Tena, V'amakom Anazu, Tena Zu. Baruch HaMakom Shebra, Yotza Divrei Meir. Rav Yochanan says what? Deviations will Yotza. So Rav Huna says what? A deviation will got me bread and wine is bad. He holds like who? He holds like Rav Yossi, yes? Yeah? And who does Ravuna hold like? Ravuna holds like Rav Yossi, deviation is bad. Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Meir, the deviation is fine. Then the Gemara breaks up the Shaka Vataria. How does it break it up? It says what? It says the following. It says, Ravuna says, I can even go like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says over there, when you mention the bread, it's fine. But you don't mention bread, you're not Yotze. Even Rav Meir is not Yotze. Rav Yochanan go the other way. Rav Yossi says it's all good, at least when you say a bracha. When Rav Yossi says not good, when you make up your own bracha. When you say a bracha, it should be good. And, you got me? The Gemara slugs up the word name again. That answers number 2, 3. Let's go. You guys follow me? Let's go. 3. This is how you guys are always getting good. 3. What does Toys say in your mask of name? Adaf Mem. Follow this good. Toys has a beautiful kasha. What does Toys ask? He says, how on earth could have him in the Ravuna Holzer Kabiosi? What are you talking about? Ravuna's motive that all the other deviations are good in the world, except for bread and wine. So how can you tell me that Ravuna doesn't like deviations? Right? How can you tell me that Rav Huna holds like Rav Yossi? Yes, Rav Huna holds all the other. No deviations are fine. Are you nuts? Most of the times the deviations are fine according to Rav Huna. No, is that a great kasha? Sam, please get this. Maybe it'll wake you. No. What kind of kasha is that? How can the Gemara say Rav Huna holds like Rav Yossi that deviations are bad? Deviations are bad in Rav Huna's eyes? That's nuts. Rav Huna holds most of the things that are deviations are good, except for bread and wine, right? That was Tosh Kasha, you remember? It's a great Kasha. Shmuel, are you with me?
Yeah.
You don't even have your Gemara. Look at the Gemara. We got it. The Gemara's right behind you. So what's Tosh's answer? Tosh has an ingenious answer. What does he say? He says what? What does he say? He says that the Gemara could have said, even Rav Yossi didn't say, Lo Yatzel Makum Shabaruch, Shein Tzricha Klau. Shahakol is made What is it? What is Tais' answer? Tais' answer is that what? The Gemara could have said that what? Tais has a great kasha. The Rav Yossi could have said, Lo Yatza only b'makom b'baruch b'makom shein b'bracha klal. Abba b'shahako, he'll be what? He'll be more. The Gemara didn't say that. So what's Tais' terrence, Lamaisa, guys? What's Tais' terrence? You guys remember? Tais' terrence is that according to Rav Yossi, everything's not Yatza if you're Meshanim and Mapeya. Then you say it from the Nusach. But if you say Shahakol, maybe Rabbi Yossi would be Moda with everything except for Pas V'yayin. So Rabbi Yossi is a man that doesn't like deviations, a great holy Tana, if you don't say up at all. That's a deviation. But maybe Shahakol, he would say, is fine except for bread and wine. That's Tosh's answer. Want me to say it again? Tosh's question was, how do you have a Havim Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi doesn't like any deviation. Rav Huna doesn't mind most deviations, except for bread and wine. How do you put the two together? That's Tais Kasha. What's Tais Teretz? It's going to be on the Mechina. I don't run up this Tais. What is Tais Teretz? What's Tais Teretz? Tais Terence says that what? No, Reb Yosef doesn't like deviations when you make up your own thing. It's not a brach at all. But if at least you say a nuscha brach of shakal, maybe it's good by everything except for bread and wine. That's how the Gemara can consider who is like Reb Yosef. That answers three. Four, what does the Maharsha say on Taisus? The Maharsha says, I got a problem with this. The Maharsha says the following. What does the Maharsha say? The Maharsha says, I got a problem with this, Taisus. He says, once you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like what? Then you could say Rabbi Yochanan even holds like Rabbi Yosef. Because what did Tosfos get to say? That Rabbi Yosef doesn't like a deviation, it's not a bracha. But if it's a bracha, it's fine. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan could jive like Rabbi Yosef. That just like Rabbi Yochanan holds shackle works and everything, maybe Rabbi Yosef would say it's good just as well, even on Pasviyayin. Isn't that a great kasha? Meaning the whole Havamin is wrong. Meaning maybe once you say that what? Once you say this, yes? Once you say that Rabbi Yosef doesn't like a deviation, the only deviation he doesn't like is if you make up your own bracha. But if it's a nusach of a bracha, it's fine. Then maybe Rabbi Yochanan could go like Rabbi Yosef even the Havamin. That was the Marsha's kasha on Taisus. Great kasha. So Taisus' answer, so what's the Marsha's answer? He says, that's a big dolchik. That's a very big dolchik. Because Rav Huna L'chura doesn't go like Rav Yossi or Rav Meir. Why? Because he has this middle of the road thing, right? He has this middle of the road thing because what? We have to say something. We have to be M'chayit and Bracha Kavua B'Makom Akher Shabbo Yotz B'Sharnar Chutz B'Pas to a Bracha Shein and Kavua B'Shum Makom. Right? You see, according to Rav Huna, you got to stand on your head and say something, right? What must you say? The Rav Huna holds like who? Rav Yossi. But according to Rav Yochanan, it's very easy. He jives very easily like Rav Meir. You don't have to stand on your head and say he goes like Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Meir beautifully. So Rav Huna, you have to stand on your head, L'maisa. So it's better just to say that Rav Yochanan can jive like Rav Meir. That's the Havamina. He fits like a glove in Rav Meir. All deviations are fine. Rav Meir says all deviations are fine. The problem was with Rav Huna. Rav Huna, who does he own like? He's not like Rav Yossi. He's not like Rav Meir. So we have to stand on our head between a bracha kavua and not a bracha kavua. That's the Marsha's answer. You got that? Yes? Okay, but then I'm going to ask it. I'm going to ask it. Analyze this Taisus. With the Marsha, the Rishash, and the Taisa Rush. Next one. That's four, five. What does Rishash say in Taisus? You ready? The Rishash says a beautiful shot. The Rishash says the following. The Rishash says there's different levels of Shinuyim, guys. Rav Huna says, when you change L'maisa, you're going from specific to general. You go from general. Motzach Menorah goes from general to specific. By Puri Parades and Puri Priyadam, those are specific. And when you say Sha'akol, it's not such a big Shinui. L'maisa, Sha'akol is Kol, everything. But L'maisa, when you say Bakum Shabra, Baruch HaMok Shabra, that's a totally Shinui Gomer. That's Shinui squared. That's what Taisus means. Taisus says, Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotzei with figs. That's because you totally created your own bracha. That's a Shinui squared. Shinui squared is bad. When you say Sha'akol, though, that's a Shinui low level. And therefore, Sha'akol, L'maisa, works on everything but Pas V'Yayin, because L'maisa, Pas V'Yayin was a what? Was a special takana made to say on Lotzei Lechem Haaretz or Brit Priyadam, so therefore Sha'akol won't be good. That answers the Marsha's Kasha. What was the Marsha's Kasha? The Marsha said, once you told me that Rabbi Yossi doesn't mind deviations, right, then why can't he go with Rabbi Yochanan? So what's the answer? The answer is Chas V'Sholom. Rabbi Yochanan can never go like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Why can he never go? Because when you say what? That Sha'akol works on Pas V'Yayin, that's a Shinui Gomer. That's going from Shahakal to a specific bracha. That's a Shinui Gomer. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that a Shinui Gomer is not good, L'maisa. Rabbi Yosef holds a Shinui Gomer is totally not good, L'maisa. So therefore, you cannot put Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yosef in the same page. Sam, you got that? Yeah, that's a Shinui Gomer, L'maisa. When you go from Shahakal, see, when you go from Shahakal to Brei Parades or Brei Priyadam, that's a little bit of a Shinui. But when you go from Shahakal to what? When you go from Shahakal to a Bari Priya Gavan Bramotzi, which is like specific square or cube, that's a big change. And big changes Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of. Just like he doesn't hold like a new bracha, baking up your own bracha. He doesn't hold like a change from Shahakal always going to Bari Priya Gavan Bramotzi. It's just way too much. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has no problem with that change. Okay, that's why it can't be Rabbi Yosef. Okay, you got me? That's the Rishash. And then finally, that's number five, six. What does Taisa Rosh say on this din? So Taisa Rosh says, we're not Goris in the Machlos of Meir Rabbi Yossi, Taina. Take out the word Taina. Remember it said, Kamen Noa Taina Zu. Kamen Noa Poya Pasu. Rei Pasa. If you take out the word Taina, what do you benefit? It's only Pas. And therefore what? They're arguing whether pas is good. But tehina, even Rabbi Yosef's moda, that your yotzi, you say, baruch ha-makom shebra, that answers Tosfos kasha. Because what was Tosfos kasha? Why is Rav Huna like Rabbi Yosef? I thought what? Why is Rav Huna like Rabbi Yosef? I thought Rabbi Yosef doesn't like any deviation, and Rav Huna doesn't mind most deviations. So how did we put the two together? The answer is take out the word tehina. Rabbi Yosef has no problem with tehina. The problem he had is with by pas. So you see that he likes what? You see, Lamaisa, that they're only arguing what only by pas and not by tehina. Tehina Rabbi Yosef's moda that he yotze, baruch hamakom. So therefore, his moda, Lamaisa, we're not gairus in the machlis of Rabbi Yosef, tehina. So therefore, this answer is Taisa's kasha. Why does Rav Huna go like Rabbi Yosef, Lamaisa? You see that what? You see Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of any deviations, Rav Huna does. What's the answer? He does hold the deviations. Rabbi Yosef holds by tain, it's fine. So if he holds by tain, it's fine. According to the Gersa Taz Rush, that's why there's no problem of Rav Huna latching up with Rabbi Yosef. They don't allow all deviations, but they allow some.
Wouldn't that go in for me?
That goes good. That's how, that. This Gersa Taz Rush answers Taz's kasha. Okay? Who do you say? Again, that Rabbi Yosef says by tain, he agrees that it's good. So you see, he allows some deviation. That goes with Rav Huna very well. Okay. Fine, that answers number 6. 7. What's the din? Kashir birich aliyah burpreets la pas burpre adam. Okay, let's get it. Let's get it, guys. Comes out, halach lamaisa. Comes out, halach lamaisa. The Ra'ah and the Shidim Gebetz say, they learn from here. Let's get it. Amazing Kiddush, okay? They say an amazing Kiddush, lamaisa. Let's get it. What's the din if you say on the yayin berpre eitz and a pas berpre adama? So the Ra'ah and the Shidim Gebetz learn from here that if you say on wine berpre eitz, you're yotze. If you say shakal, you're yotze. Yes? So even if you say berpre eitz on wine, you're yotze. Yes, if you say eitz on yayin, let's go one thing at a time. You say eitz on yayin, you're yotze. Just like shakal is good, even though you didn't say the right bracha, so too berpre eitz is good. That's only by wine, but by bread, if you say Brei Pri Adama, you're not Yotze. Why? Because the Pasuk took pas out of Shar Mini Peres Adama and gave it a special din. Shenem Eretz Yisraelus Kutocho Bal Lechem. Plus the fact that comes said pas is Bracha Motzi Lechem in Arts. They took pas out of the Chal of Pri. You don't mention Pri at all in the Bracha. Only Shehakol Yotze on pas. Because Shehakol you don't mention the Pri anyway. It's called everything, even if it's not a Pri. But a Bracha that mentions Pri, Brei Pri Adama, you are not Yotze with pas. Because they said amotzi lechem in arts, they don't mention pre. So you're good with the brei pri eitz on wine, but brei pri adama on bread is not good. Who says this? The Ra'ah and the Shidim Gebetz. Who argues on this? Toysen daf what? Toysen daf yibezim and aleph. Remember we saw on wine. What bracha do you say? On wine. What bracha do you say? Brei pri eitz. He says you are not yotze. And the Magen Avraham passes like that. This is Tosas in yibezim and aleph. Along with the Magen Avraham, that if you say Brei Pri Eitz on wine, you're not Yotze. So Rabbi Kiveger, there we saw it. And Yad Beis Manav asks, why aren't you Yotze? Yain is a shame Pri, Borei Pri Agafen. It's included in there. What's the big deal? You should be Yotze. It's no worse than Shahako. You got this? So how do we answer this? It's going to be on the Bechini too, Blinetta. You ready? You ready? Rabbi Yalei Malin. Rabbi Yalei Malin said like this, the great goat, Reblei Malin. I feel him coming in the classroom. Mamish, Reblei Malin. In Yeshiva Levusita, we're saying over Divrei Torah from the great goat, Rabbi Yalei Malin, who survived Shanghai, based on Talmud, the Rish Yeshiva. So he says like this, I want to make a chakiri, he says. Why is Shahako good? Is it because of general, generic bracha? Or is it because it was a takana? So according to what? According to the first side, it's general. Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, a great kasha. Yes? If a shahako works, then a hate should work. But if you say it was a special takana that shahako works, maybe the shahako, the takana was on yain, burpri agafen, and it took it out of the category of burpri eitz. So burpri eitz would not be good. Shahako was a takana, then it works. Yes? The Ola Safraim actually says the pshat of Rabbi Yalei Malin. That chomer motziu yain michal preitz, and then yotzer burpri eitz. Only shahak was a tchan miyuchedes on everything. That's the lashon of Gemara. Aval amr shahak on the mevorot tekin rabban afid Rabbi Yosef mode. The kavan is a mesak in the chom birka shahak was yotz akol dvorim. It was a takane. You follow tekin rabban lashon akbore. It was a special takana, the chakorts and everything. Wow. And this answers up the kasha of the panamiris. What was the panamiris kasha? The Magen Avraham is against the Gemara. What does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says that you are not what? You are not yotze. The Magen Avraham is not shy. She is not. Is against the Gemara. What did the Magen Avraham say? Not yotze. The Gemara says, "I come along, come real awesome, and shum to come a bracha latikin rabbanon." Shachan even wrote the Gemara, "Fin rabbis remoted." It says in the Gemara, "The chamer masakin the yotze even a pas miayin." So if they're masakin and bury prates, is a takana? They're made a takana. Why is it not pata yayin? What's the answer? Because the kavanah of the Gemara is that the chamer only made a takana that shahakol's good. Shahakol's good. There was no takana on what? I hate. The nail is not a problem. There was no takana what? The mice, they said the Magen Avraham was against the Gemara. How can the Magen Avraham say, no, because the takana. It was a takana in the mice. So this answers what? This answers up the Shtikl Torah. How do we paskin? You guys remember? I looked it up here, man. So you guys remember what I said? Whatever you say, it's on yayin. I think the Mishnah Berurah said, Beferish said it was good. No? Bidiyavid, he said it was good. You remember that? He said on wine, I think it was good. No, Bidiyavid. He said eights. Lombaisa. I think the Mishnah Berurah, he said Bidiyavid. He quotes this Machlaikis. And he says Bidiyavid Yotze. If you said eights on wine. Beferish and Mishnah Berurah. Wine, Berpia Goffin. Okay. That's the din, Alacha Lombaisa. And that's the way we paskin. Okay? If you bid yevi, if you said eight, we paskin like that, like against that taisis, we hold the mice of bid yevi, your yotze. Well, like the what? Like the sheet of who? Whose sheet is that? The Guinness Run. Oh, here it is. You ready? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Jirik Ais Chus. Magen Avraham Reish, Chas, Sifkon, Kavez, Hashem, Aribe, Slevi, Shem, Tov, Birch, Al-Yan, Rach, Tzarek, Lach, Shul, Varach, Vayim, Birch, Hashem, Slevi, Kol HaMashas, Apriz, Baruch HaShakal, Fil Yayin. Yes? So what's the din? Kasav Bifnim. Yeah? He says, what happens if you said eights? Yeah? What do we say, Lomaisa? What happens if you say eights, Lomaisa? Bidi Evid. So what's the din, Allah Lomaisa? What's the din? Since wine's that din is a fruit tree, some post grew that if one was separate braids, you'd be, the bracha would be valid. Yes, you talk, now the Magen Avraham says you're not yotze, right? Magen Avraham says you're not yotze. But the Ibn Ezra argued, right? So if you look in the Sharatzin, so Machlej is showing him, Kasav Vashim Lo Lachs Lavar, Chayonim says yotze, the Balatani says yotze, Reb Chaim Noel. Mr. Brewer, listen to this. Mr. Brewer says, he says, don't, Sovik Brochus Lahaka. You got it? Mr. Brewer writes with favor, Sovik Brochus Lahaka. You got the Mr. Brewer? So in Reish Beis, Mr. Brewer right there, Lamaisa says Beferish. Reish Beis and Sifyud, he says Bidi Abri Yoitz. Something brought us Lahaka. Okay, we got that? Okay, Vaita, what number are we up to? Let's go, guys. We're up to seven? No. Yeah, but that was all seven. Eight. What did Gemara say about Binyamin Rea, the shepherd? And you pointed out the gears of the Kesavish. Binyamin! Fool, Binyamin, yeah. Kesavish's gears was Binyamin. Very good, Ahar. But we have Binyamin. Binyamin Reah the shepherd. So what did Binyamin Reah say? He broke bread. He said, blessed be the master of that bread. Rav says, Yotz, I frek the Gemara. Any bracha that's not scars Hashem is not a bracha. He said, bracha rachmana the Mara Pite. Aye, sholos brachas. Yotz are the first one, yes? Yeah, what do you do with what? Aye, what's a chiddush? It says already in the Mishnah Sota, Eilu Nemerim Cholosh, what's the Havamina? That's what you translate. What is now we make up your own bracha. Kamashmati Yotz. Wow, that's the din. That's Binyamin Reah. That's eight, nine. Yeah, sure, Binyamin Reah. He said, blessed be, broke bread. He said, blessed be the master Hashem that made bread. Right? Rav says, Yotze, don't you have to mention Shem Hashem? He said, Brach Rachmanin. Rachmanin Shem Hashem. The Gemara says, the bench, don't you need three brachas? The Gemara said, Yotze meant the brach Rishon of benching. What's the Chiddush? Mishnah Sota says, if you translate it, it's good. That's only translated the way it's said. But if you make up your own nusach, who says Yotze? Kamashmani Yotze. Kamashmani Yotze, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Rachmanin Lamaisa, Shem Hashem. Zekinui. Chavetz Hashem asks, isn't Rachmanin not Hashem? Zekinui? Why is it good? You don't need that scars Hashem. Shinui is enough. Maradai Pata, you don't mention Shem Hashem, and it's not a kinui. right? Only if you're masking Marta Peaches. Well, this is your low shame. You don't miss with a shame or a keener, you're not yatsa. Plus the fact that Yom and Rea didn't say Rachmonin, said Shem Shomayim. You know, Binomin. The Shas, Shekina, Hashem, Shomer Binomin, Rachmonin. So therefore he said Shem Hashem, that works, Allah Lamaisa. Rachmon is considered Shem Hashem, and it's not Lamaisa Lamasiskiu Lavatala. He says, Mistapik in Birech, and Yochlavarach Brachamon, Shu Brachalavatala. Okay, so Lamaisa, I read the Kivagan, says, Motzi Shem Shabbat, well, does not consider the Shem. Then in Brach Shin and Tricha, we learn from Lotisa. So it's considered Brach Shin and Tricha Lamaisa. It's against the Pnei Yeshua that says you can say Abraham is Safek Baruch Hachmonet. It's not an Isser Baruch Levatolah. Okay.
It's not an Isser
Baruch Levatolah. Yeah. It's not an Isser Baruch Levatolah if you say Baruch Hachmonet. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Adaf it Aleph. Mishra Bruce says, B'di'evri Yotzev, L'chachiv it's Osir to Mevarech L'maisa, L'chachiv it's Osir to Mevarech Halach L'maisa. Okay, we got this? Okay, that answers number what? 8, 9, let's go. How do we possibly, like Rav Meir or Yosef? Then don't say who are they. Who do we pass like? Rav Meir or Rav Yosef? We know Rav Meir said any deviation is good. Rav Yosef says it's a deviation is bad. So Rashba writes, Allah is like Rav Meir. That we say what? That we say the Shakal works even on possibly iron. He holds like Rav Meir. Rav Yosef. Allah is like Rav Yosef. Yushalmi also passes like Rav Meir. And the Rosh adds, if you say, Pa, come on, Noah, Pa, Zu, Yosef, both for Birkas HaMazon and for Bracha Rishona. Yotzer for Birkas HaMazon, the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon, and Yotzer for Bracha Rishon as well, Halacha L'maisa. But there are Rishonim that say they're not sure if the Halachas are Gemeir, even we don't mention Pas.
The Rosh says you're eating Yotzer for Birkas HaMazon?
Yeah, it was both. No, the first of the three brachas plus the Bracha Rishonim. That's when we said the Gemara was applying to both, Bracha Rishon and for what? The Marashal said Bracha Rishonim, Kavana Amotzi, but Rashi said Birkas Azan, right? We said that was a Pella. The Marashal said it was referring to what the Bracha Rishon is, the Kvon of the Birkas HaMoitzi. Okay, the reason why Rashi doesn't say that is because Gemara should have said, Shebirech HaKarach Riften. It said Karach Riften will be Rech. It's Master of the Birech is after the Karach Riften, right? Okay, it's a beautiful deal. Rabbi Yudah Chassid said it's going on both. Well, that's what we assume. It's going to Mat, the Birkas HaMoitzi, the first Bracha of Birkas HaMoitzi. But some Rishonim Mustape, tells Rabbi Yudah Chassid, as to whether what, if you don't mention pas, are you Yaitse Kunra Meir? Do we pas Kunra Meir if you don't mention the word pas? Kuri should have to mention the word pas. You have to mention pas. So let's get this. So that answers number what? Number 9. We're still in 9. How does the Rambam paskin? You remember? Remember the steer in the Rambam? Rambam Hilchos Kriyashma and Hilchos Brachos. In Hilchos Brachos, he says you Yaitse with the deviation. In Hilchos Kriyashma, he says if you're Mashani, you got to go back. Mashir, not Yotze. So the Ramak says, what's going on here? Sure. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says, if you're Mishanim in Matbeya, you're Yotze. For Hilchos Brachos. And then the Hilchos Kriyashma says, if you're Mishanim in Matbeya, you got a Chosr Mavarach. Mashir, not Yotze. So what's going on here, the Ramak says? It's Stira Mineo Bey in the Rambam. So the Kesemish says, I understand what your Kash is. You need to look carefully. Hilchos Kriyashma, what's the Rambam talking about? When you make a very big change, when you add a chasima, when you're there's no chasima, you add a psicha when there's no psicha. Those are big changes. That's why he says you're not yatsa. Hilchos Brachos is just a change in nusach. If it's a change in nusach, that's not a big change. You didn't change the psicha, the chasima, the bracha. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. You don't understand what the Ramach's kash is. It's obviously it's not a steer. Depends about what the quality of the mistake is. If it's a huge mistake where you do a psicha or a chasima, that's all it's clear why you're not yatsa. If you do a what? Slight mistake in Nusach, you're Yotze. That's Hilchos what Brachos. Very strong answer, Lomaisa. Okay? And that's the Chiddush you wanted to tiny. The problem, it's not a problem, but that was the Pshat of the Kesef Mishnah. What did the Vilna Gaon say? The Vilna Gaon says, no problem. In Hilchos Kriyashma, he passes like who? Reb Yossi. And he changed his mind. In Hilchos Brachos, he changed his mind and went with Reb Meir. Okay? God, come on, don't say that about the Gaon. The Gaon was the God on the door, Lomaisa. The Bir Agro, Lomaisa.
Interesting.
This is what the Bir Agro said. That's what you're the one who said that noise, though. You're the one who made that noise. Don't blame Usher. Okay? What you say is the Gaon would be the first to say, Shmuel, please ask that Kasha. Don't make the noise, though. Ask that Kasha. Okay? We don't find the Rambam retracts. He retracts from Perish Mishnayos to the Yad HaZaka. But within the Yad HaZaka, we don't find that often. But that's what the Gaon said. Okay. Yes?
The
the student of Adam is what you're guilty if you change what?
So if you change any deviation. That's what it seems.
What's he talking about?
Brachas. Brachas and Kriyashma. In Hilchos Kriyashma, where you messed up the brachas, he says you mess up, you have to go back and say a bracha. That's what he says. And in Hilchos Brachas, he says you make a mess up, and you change the matbeah, he says you yatsa.
Where are these Rambams?
The Rambam Hilchos Brachas Pirak Aleph Halach Vav, we saw, and the Rambam Hilchos Kriyashma Pirak Aleph Halach Zayin. They're one Allah, one is 1.6, one is 1.7. So the Ramach says, what's going on here? It's a stira. Kesem says, what's your problem? It's no stira. It's no stira at all. In Hilchos Kriyashma is when you make a big mistake. You know what you do? You basically add a chasima. Baruch atah Hashem Yotzer Amoros, right? That's what we say, right? Baruch atah Asal Tzion. But let's say you started with, you made up your own psicha. Baruch atah Hashem by Yotzer Or. Come on, there's no psicha. That's a horrible mistake. Therefore, you're not Yotzer. But in Hilchos Brachos, it's the nusach. You know, you said a B'lashon Chol, or you said Baruch Mar Malkin. You follow me? That's the answer. But the Gaon says that Hilchos Kriyashma, he passed like a B'yosi, and it was Chosim on Hilchos Brachos. Please get the Gaon. Kesem Mishnah, the Gaon. That's all in number 9. 10. Let's go, guys. Tens we said number 9 was Eches Ano Poskum or Emeira or Rav Yossi. Tens Komah. Number 10. What is the din b'chol lashon b'chol lashon hakodesh sheinu meivin al lashon? So we said like this. Taisa says in Masechta Soita, please get it. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention halal and kiddush and birkas hamitzvah and birkas haperis is because that they can be said in any language because their din is different than the other things mentioned in the Mishnah. The things mentioned in the Mishnah can only be said in another language if you understand that language. Okay? Ve'elun emarim bil shona. Doesn't say in emarim chol lashon. They have to be, they can only be said in a lashon you understand. The things that are not listed in the Mishnah, you could say it in English even if you don't understand English. Wow. You got the difference? So halal, kiddush, all those things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah in Sota, could be Yotze even if you don't understand in the language you're saying it. But the things listed in the Mishnah, because hey, you can say it in any language, but you got to understand that language. Comes along the Bir Halacha, that's Tosin Sota, guys, Taflam and Beis. Comes along the Bir Halacha and says, I don't agree with that. He quotes from many poskim that say, anything, you're never Yotze if you don't understand the language you're doing it in. And that's where the Mishnah Berurah paskins. You want to do another language, gezutter hey, but you got to understand that language. The uniqueness of Lashon HaKodesh is your Yotze, even if you don't understand it. Wow. Okay? And that's the pshat of the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha basically is quoting the Mishnah Berurah, quoting, you know, the same holy Chofetz Chaim. And the Bir Halacha is more in depth. Mishnah Berurah is just the psakim. The Shaar HaTzion sometimes gives you the Mar Makaimis and also sometimes has Kedushim too as well. You know the three things that Mishnah Berurah Chofetz Chaim wrote. Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, Shaar HaTzion. He wrote all three. But they paskin against this Tyson Sultan. And they say, you better bet your bottom dollar. If you do it in a different language, you better understand it. You don't understand it, forget it. Now the Kiran Ora says, okay, I understand that. If you don't understand the language, you're not Yotze. So why didn't the Tana mention those things in the Mishnayos? Kiddush. You know why? They are in the Mishnah. Kiddush is part of Tefillah. Beautiful pshat. Hallel is part of Tefillah too as well. Beautiful pshat. You're talking about the praise of Hashem. Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaPerus are included in Birkas HaMazon. So don't give me the kasha, the Kiran Ora says. Those things are in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Chafetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, who is the Chafetz Chaim? The Holy Chafetz Chaim would say, oh, what do you do with Tosfos? Why are those things not mentioned in the Mishnah? They are in the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah would say, like the Kiran Ora, they're in the Mishnah. Okay, that answers number 10. 11. Is there a din l'chachilu to say it, Lashon HaKodesh? Is there a concept? So the Beralacha quotes the Shem, the Bach. Yes, there is. There is a mitzvah in a mufkar to always say Lashon HaKodesh, even though you can say it in other languages. And the Beralacha takes it so far as Bizmanenu, even mitzad adin, you should be careful not to say Kriyashma, Lashon Acher, because there are many, many words that people don't know how to translate well, and they mess it up. Shinantem could mean, you know, limud, it could be sharp. And therefore, he says, if you don't understand the other language you're saying it in, forget about it. You're not Yotze. But when you're B'loshon HaKodesh, you're always good, even if you don't understand it. Okay? Now, that's regarding what? The din of what? That's regarding the halacha of Kriyashma. What about Shmon Esrei? Tefillah? So the Bir Halacha quotes the Magen Avraham Mishim, the Sefer Chassidim, it's always better to daven in a language that you understand than in a language you don't understand. This is the Magen Avraham Mishnah Sefer Chassidim. It's amazing, Chiddush. If you understand English, you don't understand Hebrew, he says better English. It's amazing, that Chiddush. Because he says, you look in the Sefer Chassidim, he says, you're a Shamayim, they want a Dam Bekavana. If a guy doesn't know what's flying, how can he Dam Bekavana? Okay? Aval imeno b'chiyai gavna. But Lomaisa, if he does Lomaisa understand, you know, it's not like he doesn't understand Hebrew. Let's say he understands 80% of it. Should he still go in English when he knows 100%? No. Because there's a special school in davening the Lashon HaKodesh, guys. The world was created with Lashon HaKodesh, and it's special, the Nusach HaTfilah, Anshkenaz HaGdolah said, 120 Skenim, Kiva said that you should do it in Hebrew, and there's a lot of Sodos with it, Api Kabbalah. So Lomaisa, even if you know 80%, only 80% in Hebrew, do that rather than English. If you don't know, if you're zero, then do it in English. You follow me?
Sometimes by like sleeve holes or like sometimes whatever, the Hebrew goes like very, very fast and I can't finish everything.
Yeah.
So I would sometimes like switch to English because I read English faster than I read Hebrew.
Uh-huh. I think it's better to stick with Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah, just prepare beforehand. You look at it. You're a bright fellow. You look at it. Prepare before. Look in English. That's what you should do. I'm proud of you. Proud of everyone. Okay? Okay. Now, what does the Balatanya say? The Balatanya say, Amaratzim, that don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, even though they can daven Lashon HaKodesh, it's better they daven in English in order to have better kavana than davening in Hebrew without any kavana. Because what's the famous phrase of the Balatanya? Tefillah b'lo kavana, ain't no klum. Tefillah b'lo kavana, ain't no klum. That's the Balatanya's comment. Okay? But Lamaisa, we generally hold like that, Magen Avraham Sefer Chassidim, like Sam asked. And Lamaisa, it means a guy that the Bukhla doesn't know what's flying, Lamaisa. He doesn't know anything, Lamaisa. Then he does English. But if he knows pretty good, just go with the Hebrew, then the English. Okay. That answers which one?
11.
12. What is it in Yaitzim Cholashim? Also, when it says, Ein Lashim B'nei Amin Medinim. Be'alocha quotes from a Gemara Kedushin. The Yotz in any language, but only if you're in Italy. You could say it in Italian because they speak Italian. But if you're in Mexico and you're speaking French, forget about it. If you say it in French when you're in Mexico, you're not Yotze because no one knows French in Mexico, only a few guys. Whereas Lashon HaKodesh is Yotze even if the guys don't speak Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh is, by its nature, good. Mashiach in other languages, it has to be the Askomas B'nei Amidina. If they don't speak it, then it's not good. This is a Ritva in the Darim in the beginning. Yes, Shmuel, go ahead. It's based on the Sugin and Kedushin there about different Lashonos are good for Kedushin. It's got to be, Hariyat Kurufasi, very good. Hariyat Shifra, all those Lashonos, Navavam and Aleph, Arusasi, excellent. Okay, all right. Now, the Agah there, and the Agah in the Mishnah Brura, and the Bir Allah, they write in Simon Tafrei Shad, it's Mash against the Ritva. So he says, Sarachim Lamaisa. And some ask on the Bir Allah, let me ask you a question. How are Mash B'Yishvu assesses B'chol Lashon? What language do they speak in Yerushalayim? It's a good kasha. What language do they speak in Yerushalayim? They spoke Lashon HaKodesh in Yerushalayim. So how can other languages be, you should only be able to do it in Lashon HaKodesh. You're going to do it in English? No one speaks English. We said another language is only good if most of the people speak there. So what was the answer we gave?
Because it's
Sanhedrin. Excellent, Sam. Sanhedrin speaks 70 languages. To be on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, you got to speak 70 languages. So if that's enough to make it as if it's these languages are talked about in Yerushalayim. That's an ingenious answer, no? Love that answer. Lamaisa. Okay? Very sharp answer. The guys knew everything. The Sanhedrin had to know all the 70 languages, so that's enough. Okay? Excellent. What about the Rambam? The Rambam says, Kori Adam Shema B'cholosh Shimevina. He's not Mechalikin B'nei Mendida. Shulchan Aruch also doesn't mention this Ritva. So it could be they're Cholik on the Ritva and they say, Yotze. If you're in Mexico City, you say it in France. You say it in French. As long as you know French, it's fine. Please get that down. The Ritva is the one who's mechadish this thing about the B'nai Medina. But the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha. But it's going along with this Ritva.
Oh.
But I'm saying the Ritva might be against the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch because they never make this distinction. So as long as you understand French and you're in Mexico, who cares they don't speak French?
This is a Ritva on Kedushin?
Ritva in the beginning of the Dorim has this Kiddush about the B'nai Adam. Okay? The beginning of the Dorim. Okay. Excellent, guys. What answers that? That answers 12, 13. What's the din about Kriyat Shema? The Tzibur, B'chol Lashon. So what do we say about this? The Riv says that tefillah b'chol lashon, what's the din? Is rak b'tzibur. B'yachid, you cannot do it in Aramaic. Remember that? You're not allowed to ask your needs in Aramaic, because the Malkei Hasharis do not understand Aramaic. Doesn't that Gemara seem to assume that taking our tefillahs up, which we said is Christian theology, according to Moshe Rishonim? Remember we said we have to figure out that Gemara? What does that mean? You know what I mean? We only pray to Hashem. We don't have someone carry that up. That's a Christian type of theology. That's why Machnisei Rachamim, we skip the Slichas, right? But this Gemara seems...
Why do we skip
the Because we don't say we don't hold like that concept of the Malachim take our tefillahs up. We dive directly to Hashem. No one takes... There's no intermediary. You follow? You might ask someone, you go to someone's kever, ask the neshama to daven on your behalf, straight up himself, the neshama. But not that he should take your tefillahs off. So what's this all about? So maybe what you have to say is that at least the angels will fight for you, at least. Maybe that's what it means. Not that they carry your tefillahs off, they'll fight for you. But if you say in Aramaic, they don't know Aramaic. So the same thing applies to Kobo Lagabi Kriyashma. You never read it, but Yachid is B'chol Lashon. Beis Yosef says, Any of days I share the srachim is b'kriyishma. There's a lot of things that come out in kriyishma. You can answer your miachidus b'chol maklus yirtzin. Any of days I share the srachim yesh b'kriyishma. You can ask anything miachidus b'chol maklus yirtzin. He says that's what the poskim say. They're not mechatin yachin and rabbi. Any of days I share the srachim yesh b'kriyishma. He says what's the big deal? There's no requests that are being made anyway in kriyishma. What are you doing in kriyishma? You're accepting Olam HaShemayim, not making requests. It's not like tefillah.
Can I maybe
read the Riff? Sure. The Riff says that tefillah can be said in any language, only b'tzibur. That's his chiddush. When you're a yachid, you better do Lashon HaKodesh. You're not allowed to use Lashon HaRamis, Aramaic. Why not? Because the Malachim don't understand Lashon HaRamis. So that seemed to imply they carry up our tefillahs, no? So I want to say not that way. I thought of a chiddush that is your guy's chus. Maybe they won't be defenders of us because they won't understand what you're saying. They're not going to recognize you're davening, so they're not going to defend you. Maybe that's what it means.
Maybe.
There's the whole chiddush of the Riff, Sam, is that the whole din of Kriya Shema that you could say b'tzibur is all b'chol lashon is b'tzibur only. But as a yachid, you must say lashon hakodesh because of the malachim don't know what's fine. So I'm saying that got into this whole notion of that shaylin the rishonim. That we don't believe in that, most Rishon. That's why we take Amach Nisimachim. So I'm saying that's not what it means. It means they won't fight for us. They're not going to recognize we're Davi Hashem to fight for us. Maybe that's a shot. But the Bach says he thinks it's a big mistake in the Kobo. And the Riff was talking about Tefillah, not Kriya Shema. It's not talking about Kriya Shema. It's talking about Tefillah. But the Eliyahu Rabbis say, no. Einam al-Khash is skakim lo, which means you have to mechavein, kavan ritzuya, you have to have kavanah in Shmonesh Lashon HaRami is a Lashon Zar mode, and a person, it's hard to have kavanah of Lashon HaRami. So we don't have a chalik between Kriya Shema and Tefillah that got me this. Basically, you should not say Tefillah B'Yachidus in a different language, and you shouldn't say Kriya Shema as well. That's what he wants to say, basically. Halacha L'maisa. The Bach and the Riff said he only said it by Tefillah, not by Kriya Shema. The Rabbi says, the Maamar Mordechai says it was by both. Now, I was thinking like this. We don't need the chazan, but I will chazan. Great. You remember the story I told you from David Lifshitz? Remember I told you that story, the great Gaon? Rav Shiva by us, we were very close to him, all the out-of-towners. Rav David Lifshitz was one of the good old lads. Remember I told you, this was before I came, but there was a bachur, I guess, a little bit of emotional issues. He put tefillin on Shabbos. Remember I told you that?
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew what to do. Open up, he's in the mismatches. So Rav David walked over to him and said, why are you putting on tefillin on Shabbos? Very softly. So he said he had a dream last night. A malach came to him, they should put tefillin on Shabbos. So Reb David asked, what language did he speak? So the fellow asked, said Yiddish. Reb David said, they only speak Hebrew. So Reb David quietly went back to his seat, and he took the tefillin off, and that's it, done. End of story. He didn't yell at him, scream at him. This is the godless of Reb David Lifshitz. I tell you once, I was walking in the street with a friend of mine. We were going to play ball in the gym, and I had everything okay?
Yeah.
I had sweatpants. My friend had shorts, and he came over to us. He said, I think it's better to wear sweatpants like I was wearing outside. I didn't like the guys wearing the shorts outside. Well, my double Lifshitz. So my friend, next time, wore sweatpants.
Right.
He said it was more tzanu. So he thought it was more tzanu. They used to, those, I don't think they have them anymore. In baseball, they have those little cars. They drive the pitchers out to the from the relief out there. They used to, the security, Burn Security, when he was older, they used to pick him up at his apartment, and they'd drive him to shoot. It was very nice. We had these, okay. What number are we up to? Number what?
14.
We did 13, 14. Excellent. What's it been, b'di'evad, if a guy said alamichi instead of benching? You know what Shalosh Brachos is. Shalosh Brachos is benching. Nate, we're up to number 14, okay? What happens if a guy says alamichi instead of benching? What's it din? Yetzir b'di'evad. What's it din? Alach alamaisa. Okay, so we said that the Shidib Gubetza says right here on Mem of Beis, he says that just like Baruch Rachmana was the good for the first bracha and Berkas Amazon, right? Who did not mean Alamichia should work for benching. It's a big chiddush. Very, very big chiddush. And vice versa. If you benched instead of Alamichia, you'd be Yotze as well. Okay, this is Shidib Gubetza's right here, we saw. But, please get this. Okay, Birkas main shalosh shalmine peiris, ain't a boter shalosh brachos shal birkas amazon. V'chein birkas what? V'chein birkas amazon is not part of the main shalosh al peiris. Here we have a distinction between alamichi and alapeiris al peiris. There are guys that are not even aware of this bracha. You know, other guys have asked and they aren't even aware of this bracha on dates. You say alates al priates, right? So when we say alamichia is good for benching, benching is good for that. That's talking about cakes and things like that, alamichia. But al eitz v'al priates. You guys, when do you ever say that bracha? Do you guys ever say that bracha? When you have grapes. Of course you have to say. When you have grapes, you have to say al eitz v'al priates. A lot of guys think they only say ben fossils. It's wrong. Dates, figs, you got to say al eitz v'al priates. Their birkas amazon doesn't work, and this doesn't work for birkas amazon. So you see, lamaisa, that alamichia is good and includes mazon, Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim. And therefore, it has all those themes, and therefore, lamaisa, it's going to be good. Halach lamaisa on a b'di'evad level. Halach lamaisa. That's also assuming, like the Rashba, that alamichi is what? D'oraisa. Remember, we had that collector's item that alamichi is d'oraisa, not just berkas amazon k'nei sfiyah. For alamichi to cover berkas amazon, you have to assume alamichi is d'oraisa. Who's a famous opinion? Is that the Rashba? Rashba wrote alamichi is d'oraisa, and it'll work. Halach lamaisa. Some say, then we had a really big kula. Some Rishonim say you could say one bracha and include all the things in one bracha, which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Halach
l'maaseh.
No, he's not talking about Berkas. Berkas for sure is not good. Absolutely. But what? Remember, we stressed that, Sam, that alamichia works not ala eitz. That was the decision. Alamichia is good, not ala eitz v'apri eitz. And then some included all one bracha. Okay, remember we had that discussion, Lamaisa. Even the shittas that say that midrash yotze one bracha, but it might be a suffix, Lamaisa. If you're mechuyev the bench or mechuyev the salamichia, maybe you have to say berkas amazon. Even though midrash yotze salamichia, halach lamaisa. Okay, that's a shaila, but please get that to include all one bracha. What number are we up to? That's number 14, 15. What did Tosfos say in Daf Mem? Please get it. Just say over to Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Mem Amud Beis. What did Tosfos say? Let's get it. We have a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What's critical to a bracha? Rav says Shem Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan says you need Shem Hashem plus Malchus. Remember he added on? So Tosfos says he feels that the Gemara says, Rabbi said that Rav is more mistaber because the Brisa was like him. The Brisa mentioned only mentioned Shem Hashem when you're doing Vidui and Maisus, when you're confessing. What is Vidui and Maisus? The fourth and seventh year, you've done all your maizos, you say to Hashem, the end of the fourth year in Beshmitah, the end of the fourth year, and then the seventh year in Beshmitah, you say, Hashem, you did all the maizos. You've done all the maizos. They've taken out of your house, bira maizos. So it only mentioned there, Hashem, Hashem. It said nothing about Malchus. Raya for Rav, against who? Against Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos starts off saying that it makes a lot of sense. Yesh omrin mistaber b'raisa kavase. It's mistaber l'maisa. It's mistabra that Rav's right because the Brisa goes like him. Yes? The Brisa goes like him, so it's very mistabra that it should be like that. Okay? In fact, I don't know if you have that in the Ghost of Tzunim, it says Hilchas Karav, the mistabra, because the Brisa is like him. That's how it starts off. We don't have that Lashon Hilchas Karav, but if you have that Ghost of Tzunim, he fixes it. Then Tosfos makes an about face and he quotes the Rif. And he says, he veers away and he says, no, we paskin Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what the Re paskin as well. That you need Shem Hashem and Malchus. If you don't have both, it's not a bracha. And then the Re took it a step further in the Shir Klali, and he said, if you skip the word Malchus and Motzi, You have to go back and say a bracha. If you skip the word what? If you skip the word malchus in the bracha mamotzi, you have to go back and say a new bracha. And he says, even if you skip the word ha'olam, you say bracha d'ashem l'kin ha'melech, and you skip ha'olam, you're also not yotze. Because a melech alone is not malchus. You need melech on a world. So to that degree, Tosas Paskin, l'rif, the reed, you need malchus, and you need ha'olam, and if you skip it, it's ma'akev. And then Tosas continued, and he said, let's focus on the bracha of Shmon Esrei. So really 19 brachas, because almost Shinim was added. He says, there's a problem here. There's no malchus in any of Shmon Esrei, is there? Nothing at all. We don't say it in any of the psikas. We don't say it in the chasimas either. Remember Tosas had a klal, he said, that a chasim never mentioned malchus? Remember we said why? Because we said he already mentioned the psikha. Why do you have to mention again the malchus? No. Remember Tosas didn't say why? Tosas just assumed as a double portion that in the chasim he never mentioned malchus. But you don't have it in the what? In the psikhas either. So he said, okay, Avram. Hashem was mamlich Avram to make Hashem the king of the whole world. What age did he do that? Machlok is 3, 40, or 48. Machlok is what age he did that. Whatever it is, that counts as what? Malchus. Then he talked about Magen Avos on Friday night. Where's the Malchus there? Hakel HaKadosh Ein Kamohu, that's what Malchus. And where does he bring a raya from? Shmusaf on what? Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah requires Malchios. You're supposed to say 10 psukim. What's one of the psukim there? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You don't mention Melech in that phrase. Why is it good? Because you understand, here is the Lord is God, the Lord is one. You know that means Hashem is the king of the world. So as long as it's referring to that, that's enough. No problem. And the truth of the matter is, anytime you say, okay, Avraham, it also is considered to be Malchus. That, then that's good as well. When do you say, okay, Avraham? The beginning of Musaf. You say, Ashana, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak. That's a Malchus, right? So you could say that also counts. You could say that also counts for Malchus as well. Okay. And then he concludes and he says, don't worry about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will just, he doesn't have to, Bryson has to, doesn't have to list off everything like a spice man. Well, he said the Gemara itself answered the Kasha. Remember we said that? Remember we said the Gemara itself answered the Kasha? Must be you have a different Gersa. Tosas must not have had that Gersa in the Gemara, Tini, that Rabbi Yochanan said inserted. Otherwise, why is Tosas saying it? The Gemara said it, right? So remember we said the Gersa was that Tosas didn't have that line. Yeah. Would you like to have on it? No. I would like that. No, you don't want to have? All right, we'll do. Maybe we'll do a little bit shorter, okay? Maybe we'll do a little bit shorter. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, okay? We'll talk about it a little more tomorrow. Okay, we got that? What number are we up to? We're up to number what? 16. We did 15. Yeah, 15, 16. Excellent. What's a chiddush of Rashi and this din lovartim lavarecha? This Rashi is a collector's item. We have a Masorah. There are only two brachas that are the Yeraisa. Birkas HaMazon and Nikkei Svi and Birkas HaTayra. Oh yeah? Look what Rashi says. When you confess, Lo avartim mi lavarecha. What does Rashi say? Lo avartim lavarecha. What does Rashi say? The bracha of what? L'hafish shumas amaisis. According to that, that's the Yeraisa. Wow. Collector's item. Rashi in Memo and Beis says that the bracha on shumas amaisis is the Yeraisa. And Rov Rishonim say like Rashi as well. The Rash, the Rush, they all say the Skiddush. Amazing Kiddush of Rashi. Really? Yeah, really, Lamaisa. But I want you to get down for this in this question. Not only Shonim Shittim Gubetzis in the Rashi Sirlio, they said it was referring to Birkas HaMazon. It was not talking about Brach Rishonim. It was talking about Birkas HaMazon. Okay, I want you to get that. Not everyone agrees with Rashi on that. Okay? This is the Shittim Gubetzis and the Rashi Sirlio. The Rashi Sirlio is one of the great Shittim, the great Gnolei. I think it was one of the early Gedolei Achronim. They argue on Rashi. They say it's not talking about. They say it's talking about Birkas HaMazon. Okay? Because they're very bothered by it. You're going to tell me that Birkas HaMitzvah of the Yeraisa? Come on. Can't be, they said. It's got to be talking about the Bracha Achronim that you say afterwards, which is the Yeraisa. If you hold Alamichi is the Yeraisa, that's what they want to say. Okay? So they're very big Kiddush, no?
So that's how Rov Rishonim
understand like Rashi, not the Rash, the Rush, like Rashi, that it's referring to really Birkas HaMitzvahs.
So according to all these Rishonim, there's really three.
Seems that way, yeah. Poshup Shah, we're going to get to it now in 10. At the first glance, it seems like yes. Now, there was one other possibility we had on interpret this. What was it? The Rimi Korkus. What did the Rimi Korkus say? What did Rimi Korka say? That it's referring to what? Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's talking about eating the truma, not hafrosha. Rashi was talking about hafrosha's trumas and mitzvahs. You got that? Rashi says, "Shikasam tano hafrish." When you do hafrosha, the Rimi Korkas claims that it's talking about the Rambam. Rambam says referring to achilas truma. So whatever it is, either it's the bracha hafrosha trumas and mitzvahs, or the bracha achilas truma, or birkas hamazon. Those one and three are collector's items. Yes. The bracha na fresh truma or the bracha na chilis truma, they're going to be the arise. Okay, that's 9, 10.
What? That's 16.
I'm sorry, yeah, I apologize. That was 16, correct. Fine. Let's go to 17. What was the mouth we were sitting in the rain, the marashah, the slach, and shah dirash? They couldn't believe this. They couldn't fathom this, that this is really true. That there's a third one, like you said, Sam. They said it can't be. So the Reim says, it doesn't mean a bracha. It doesn't mean that. It means you have to praise Hashem. It means you have to praise Hashem for what He gave you, the food, and you praise Hashem on the fresh trumas. We don't say an actual bracha. That's what the Reim and the who else? The Maral and the Gur Arya. Those are called the super commentators on Rashi, right? We have a Sefer and Shul that has all the super commentators, 11 Perushim and Rashi. So they say without batting an eyelash, Rashi didn't mean a bracha. He meant you got to praise Hashem. He did not mean a bracha. Even though Rashi al Torah seems to say it, right? Milvarecha, al afrosh shamayshus. At least Rashi on the Torah, they want to say, didn't mean that. It's very hard to say Rashi on our Gemara. Rashi is the first. Brukashir Kishanu. So they were commenting on Rashi al Torah, not Rashi in the Gemara. You got that? They're not commenting on Rashi on our Gemara. They're commenting on Rashi in what? On Chumash. So what does the Marsha add on? The Marsha adds on, please get it. The Marsha adds on, tells you, Yontif. You see that what? You see it's not true. What is our whole Gemara talking about? What is our Gemara talking about? Nusach HaBracha. Shame, Malchus. They don't like this answer at all. The Marsha and the Taisyon say it's the answer doesn't work with the Gemara. It doesn't work with the Gemara. It seems to be that we're talking about a Bracha. Now they say, okay, the Nusach's not Minatora, but it's an Asmachta. That's what they want to say. It's an Asmachta. But Lamais, it's hard to say it's just praising Hashem. But we said over from the tzlach, and let's close with this. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Okay? What does the tzlach say? The tzlach answers up for the Re'im and the Maral, answers up against the Marsha's kasha. What do they say? They say you got to look quick. You got to look very quickly, not quickly, or closely. It says the sanya in our Gemara. Does it say the sanya or the tanan? It says the sanya. Lo avarkim mitzvah secha. In the Brisa, there's a Brisa and there's a Mishnah. And the bottom line is, the Brasha, the Mishnah, is considered to be what? Is the Drasha Gemurah. And Rashi says, Shekhishan says, Vanu, the Gemara is referring to the Nusach HaBracha that the Anshik and Eskimo Masakin. But this Drasha is considered to be what? An Asmachta. So the Pnei Yeshua argues, why did the Gemara say Tanya? It's a Mishnah. No, the reason why I didn't quote the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is a Drasha Gemurah. It's not talking about Shema Malchus, which is a Nusach. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, they quote the Brisa. The Brisa talking about, don't forget to what? Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, L'maisa. Don't change from that din. The Drashon Rosh of Artem Zedekah is an Asmachta. We're Darish L'maisa. That concept. So Rashi says the Nusach is a Shir Kishana. That's all on the Rabbanan level. But Rashi HaTorah is referring to what? The Mishnah. And the Mishnah is a Drashon Gemurah. You have to praise Hashem. But everyone agrees that Bracha is not the Raisa. You follow me? The Brisa says the Nusach is what? The Brisa is a smachta. The Brisa says the Bracha is an smachta in the Rabbanah. The Mishnah says you got to praise Hashem, not in the form of a Bracha. You must praise Hashem, halach l'mais. Okay, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. We're up to 20. We have one more chazar. You know we didn't chazar? You know we don't. Tomorrow we